Groups advocating for grizzly bear protections are concerned about legislation in Helena that could threaten the population in Montana. Senate Bill 295 lays out management policy for grizzlies after they're removed from the endangered species list. Derek Goldman with the Endangered Species Coalition says the bill allows for subjectively defining what a threatening bear is.
Senate Bill 295 is really concerning because it creates three new scenarios for livestock owners to kill grizzly bears outside of any established hunting season, even on public land.
The Biden administration is reviewing grizzly bears' endangered status in the Northern Continental Divide and Greater Yellowstone ecosystems. Supporters say the bill would protect people and their livestock. SB 295 has passed the Senate and is expected to pass the House this week, Goldman says. Goldman says grizzlies are the state animal and are revered by Montanans.
Unfortunately, it's really clear that the state of Montana wants to manage grizzly bears very aggressively, like they do with wolves, and it would roll back grizzly bear conservation and all the success we've had with grizzly bear restoration up to this point.
Goldman says there are about 1,000 bears in the Northern Continental Divide and nearly 1,000 in the Greater Yellowstone ecosystems, where they mainly reside in Wyoming. But he notes there are two other ecosystems in Montana identified for grizzly bear recovery that have very few bears. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.